Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. I'm Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
What do we want to talk to you about today? Well, Larry had a little run-in with the punk kid who got him involved with the crime spree ring.
Oh, yeah, no big deal, though, because I'm getting, I'm getting pretty tough. Like I told you, I got the whole gangster thing going, the pinky ring and everything like that. I know it's working. I know it's intimidating. Because when this kid saw me, I gave him the stink eye. And I mean the stink eye. And you know what? He didn't know what to do. He practically ran from me. He said, you better run, you punk. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
Yeah. So afterwards, Larry called me and said, you know, we have to get out of town. I need to get out of town. And, you know, whatever. So Larry said that he booked us a stay for two nights at this in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I had never been there before, but I know there's a lot of history involved with the Civil War and such.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really didn't know much about the things that Larry has been learning about from various Ghost Hunter episodes.
Yeah,
that
the spooks.
I was not privy to. You could have told me on the way down, Larry, but no. Anywho, we stayed at this Farnsworth House Inn, which was lovely. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And we get there, and I was getting ready for, to go out to dinner. And, you know, I'm straightening my wig in the mirror, and I look at the reflection, and there's Larry over in the corner, and he's like hunched over. I'm like, what are you doing? And I hear, Jeremy.
Yeah, so I'm trying to spook some spooks. So what? You've seen it before. You know it's what I do.
No.
It's what I was doing.
Okay, that was one time in Cape May. One time. I didn't know it was an ongoing thing. You're keeping things from me, Larry, and I don't like it.
Oh, it's just my hobby. You don't have to know everything about my hobby. Why do you have to know everything about what I'm doing?
Well, we used to tell each other everything. Anywho, so we go out to dinner, came back. I was exhausted, you know, from the drive, a couple hours. And I went to bed, okay? And there was Larry, taking out this equipment, you know, and I'm like, what in God's name
is that?
That's
what you need to do the gig. It's my EMF. I got my EMF meter. And this stuff doesn't cost a lot of money. I don't know what you're upset about. The EMF meter, you know, it's for,
I think you're conjuring stuff.
I think it stands for exciting mother. Well, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. It doesn't cost much. The ghost machine was just an app. My ghost machine, you know, that EVP stuff.
Yeah.
You know, get some voices in there. That's what I'm trying to do. You're just spooked that I'm trying to spook the spooks.
Okay. So the next morning I wake up. Nothing happened, thank God. I go outside. I want to get a coffee, get some air. I'm feeling like this heaviness, right? Come back. Larry looks white as a ghost. I said, what happened?
You would too if you lost your gotchies in front of the maid. But I don't know if the ghosts were upset with me. That maybe the spooks, I don't know, maybe I spooked them too much, but it didn't make any sense, you know? I got out of the shower, I was going to go get changed, you know? I come out of them, boom, gotcha, straight to the ankles, straight to the floor.
When the maid came in.
Well, I didn't know she was coming in. I don't know if the elastic busted or the spook yanked them or what the hell happened, but it was like unexplainable. The gotchies just fell straight down. There was my little white moon for all to see.
And I forgot to put that do not disturb thing on the outside of the door. My fault.
Yeah, and then you said I scream like a girl, but that's because she was like, oh my God. So I was like, whoa, gotchies down. Oh my God.
They were new, Larry. You just got those a couple weeks ago.
Maybe
there's no reason for that.
Maybe they're made in Hong Kong or something. Maybe
I'm
it was the
chills.
Spooks. I don't know, but she saw the moon, not the sunshine. So everything's okay.
Apparently.
Don't worry.
You upset whatever kind of ghost apparitions or whatever.
Maybe.
Are there. Okay. So we were supposed to stay two nights. Needless to say, we did not. I had to put my foot down and we went somewhere else because there was just too much questionable activity for my taste. Now, here's the thing. We go to the other hotel. Okay. And it's Marriott, you know, no big deal. And Larry plays me the recording. Thank God we weren't in the inn when this happened. When he played, I got chills. Larry, I got the chills. Oh, my God. He plays me the recording when he was in the corner going, Jeremy. And what do we hear? What do we hear?
It was
a child's voice.
Yeah, I don't know if the child is Jeremy or whatever it was, or if it was like Mary Gachi Puller or whatever the hell. I don't know.
It's because the kid pulled her pants down.
I don't know. I got something on there, though, and I think it's pretty damn cool.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so this is our life.
So the moral of the story, you want to go have some fun, play with the spooks, you know, just tighten up your gotchies and go have a good time. It was awesome.
Oh, God. Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.